Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast, The Sanctuary, where we dive into real talk, real stories, and real transformation. We're absolutely thrilled to have you joining us once again. Today's episode is more than mere words. It's an invitation for divine transformation. So, take a deep breath, center your heart, and allow the wisdom to resonate within you.
All right, we have been looking at the hand of God, and I want us to go back and just do a recap quickly, and then I'll share what I have for you. We are looking at Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 18, and Nehemiah says, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us arise and build. Then they set their hands to do his good work." We've been looking at the hand of God. Nehemiah said, the hand of God had been good upon me. And yesterday we prayed about two things. The power of the hand of God brings exaltation, you know, in our lives. Bible says, humble yourself in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the hand of God will lift you. And I believe that God is lifting us up even in this season. In this month of double honor, we are being lifted and promoted, you know, in different aspects of our life. Secondly, the hand of God unlocks the prophetic. And we prayed as well, you know, about the prophetic, because the prophetic has to do with unveiling what is hidden, what you cannot see. And there are many, many things we can't see, we can't know, you know, depending on just our five senses. So we need the prophetic unction to come upon our lives. So when the hand of God came upon Elisha, he was able to prophesy. And we prayed for the hand of God to come upon our lives so that we can comprehend what is hidden. We can comprehend what has not been revealed, you know, to our physical abilities, what has not been revealed to our eyes, our ears, the sense of touch or feel or smell. All right, and I believe that God is unveiling many, many things to you to be able to see, you know, in the spirit world, to be able to see what is hidden, that you may understand, you know, if you're caught up in a situation, caught up in a circumstance, caught up in a dilemma. I pray that may the prophetic unction begin to function in your life, that you may be able to understand the will and the plan of God concerning that situation, and even to know what you need to do in that particular situation. Now, number three, today, the hand of God unlocks the miraculous. The hand of God unlocks the miraculous in our lives. What is a miracle? A miracle simply means something that is beyond natural explanation. That is what a miracle is. It's a supernatural occurrence that is beyond natural explanation. In other words, is beyond, you know, what we are used to. You know, it goes against even our natural laws. You know, our natural laws can say something about a situation in our lives. For example, the natural law can, you know, the natural law can inform us that this particular thing can never happen. It is impossible for it to take place. It is impossible for it to happen in our lives, you know. But, you know, when a miracle takes place, it suspends, you know, that kind of concept in our lives. What is impossible naturally, what cannot be done naturally, you know, becomes possible through, you know, the miraculous hand of God, or it is activated by the hand of God. The miraculous, the supernatural in our lives is activated, you know, by the hand of God. I mean, recently, you know, Ben Hinn was in our country, And I was so mesmerized to see how miracles were just taking place, you know, in his meetings. I mean, he's so anointed, he's so gifted in that area, you know, that when he just, you know, prays for the sick, he doesn't even break a sweat, you know, and miracles just begin to happen left, right, and center. I mean, it was just an amazing experience to be in that meeting and to see what I saw in that particular place. So I want you to know that miracles do happen when the hand of God is upon you. Miracles take place when the hand of God is at work in your life. And I believe that all of us, we need the miraculous to start working in our lives. Because honestly speaking, if you only depend on natural laws, if you only depend on money, if you only depend on your physical strength, there are things you cannot resolve, there are things you can't deal with, there are things you cannot change in your life. That's why we need the hand of God to be upon us. There are diseases which are incurable, you know, and you will need, like the woman with the issue of blood. She visited several doctors, several physicians, and she was not getting better. In fact, the Bible says it became worse, you know, in her life. And when she met Jesus, I mean, what the doctors and the physicians could not resolve in her life, you know, Jesus was able to do it, you know, in a flash. You know, that is a miracle. Or sometimes you can be in a financial hardship, you know, that just needs the miraculous to take place. Like the woman, you know, whose sons were being sold. She was a widow. The husband had died, you know, leaving behind, you know, debts. And she went to a man of God because she wanted help. And the man of God, you know, through a miraculous occurrence, you know, made her, you know, to experience financial fortune. She was able to get oil, you know, as she borrowed the empty vessels. And this oil, she was able to pay all her debts. Or sometimes even the replacement of your limbs. When you lose your hand, it cannot grow back. When you lose your leg, it cannot grow back. So you need, you know, a miracle. So, and there are very many areas in our lives that will need a miracle. You know, maybe you have a court case and you just need God to come through. Or maybe you have a situation in your life and you know it very well, you know, and you know that this one is like a death sentence to you. You need a miracle. So all of us, we desire, you know, the miraculous in one way or another. When the hand of God is upon you, the hand of God will trigger the miraculous in your life. And this morning I pray that whatever miracle you need, whatever miracle you require, I don't know where you are at, I don't know what you're going through, but God is still a miracle worker. God still performs wonders in the lives of his children. And I pray that may the hand of God come upon you this morning to unlock the miraculous in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you a scripture here in Numbers chapter 11, verse 22 to 23. The Bible says, and Moses said, this is Moses, he said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men on foot. Now, that is a large crowd. That is 0.6 million people. You know, 600,000 on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month, feeding 600,000 people for a whole month. I mean, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of meat. That's a lot of chicken that has to be swallowed, slaughtered. You know, shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? Moses is asking God, shall we bring all the fish in the sea? Shall we bring all the flocks, you know, to be slaughtered for them? Will all these flocks be enough for 600,000 people, and they have to eat every single day? Moses saying, will it be enough? And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. God is telling Moses, look, my arm is not shortened. Even this very thing that looks like a mountain to you, I am able to do it. Feeding 600,000 people, you know, for God is nothing. Can you believe it? This is just like a drop in the ocean, Moses. And God is telling Moses that I can do it and I will do it because my arm is not shortened. I am able to do it. And you don't need to fret, Moses. I mean, Moses was afraid. Moses was scared. I mean, feeding 600,000 people every day. Oh, that is not a small task. That is a huge, huge task. But I thank God that God said, my arm is not shortened. You know, you might look at your need. You might look at your circumstance. You might look at, you know, your mountain and think that this is too much for God. But God says, my arm is not shortened. Even here, you might be going through something that makes you even doubt if God is really able to do what he has promised in his word. God is telling you this morning that his arm is not shortened. His arm is still able, you know, to do the impossible in your life. In verse 31 to 32, look at what happened to prove to Moses that his arm, the Lord's hand, was not shortened. Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. Look at that. Look at the distance of the provision. Look at how thick, how high the provision, you know, was. You know, and the people stayed up all that day, all night, and all the next day, and gathered the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. Can you imagine, you know, that provision? There was a lot of food, you know. I don't have time to break this down, but there was a lot of food around. It took them the whole day, the whole night, and the next day just collecting, you know, what God had already provided for them. This shows you that the hand of God can unlock the miraculous upon our lives. The hand of God has the ability, regardless of how impossible our situation is, regardless of how difficult your circumstance is, the hand of God has the power and the ability to unlock the supernatural, the miraculous in your life. This morning, as we pray, may the hand of God unlock the supernatural in your life in the name of Jesus. What is impossible, what is difficult, what cannot be resolved, what cannot be healed in your body, I pray that may the hand of God unlock the miraculous in your life in the name of Jesus. What the doctors have said cannot be changed, cannot be healed, cannot be reversed. I pray that may the hand of God unlock the miraculous in your life in the name of Jesus. What people have said can never change. What people have said can never be resolved. I pray that may the hand of God, which is not shortened, unlock the miraculous in your life this morning in the name of Jesus. As you open your mouth to pray, may the hand of God brood over you. As you open your mouth to pray, may the hand of God brood over your home. As you open your mouth to pray, may the hand of God brood over your family this morning in the name of Jesus. As you begin to pray, may the hand of God hover over your life to unlock any miraculous, you know, activity that you require or you crave for your life in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God reverse the impossible. May the hand of God heal every incurable disease in your life this morning in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a big amen. May the hand of God turn a situation around in your life that you had given up on in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God prevail in a situation in your life that looks impossible in the name of Jesus. This prayer session, may you experience the miraculous. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Even right now, as you're typing amen, as you're saying amen, as you're vocalizing amen, may God activate the supernatural, the miraculous in your life today, in your life this very moment, in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle. Begin to walk in your miracle. Begin to experience your miracle right now where you are, in the name of Jesus. Begin to experience the supernatural right where you are right now, in the name of Jesus. Financial breakthroughs, financial miracles, cancellations of data, in the name of Jesus. The date that you owe, may it be canceled supernaturally. May God grant you an idea to clear all your debts, in the name of Jesus. What was impossible, may it become possible in your life this morning, even as you pray, in Jesus' name. Can somebody shout aloud, amen? Number four, the hand of God fights against the enemies, you know, of our lives, or the enemies of the kingdom of God, and you're part of the kingdom of God. The hand of God will fight any enemy that tries to come, you know, to mess up your life. The hand of God will fight every enemy that comes to try and mess up his church. The hand of God will push back every enemy that is against your progress. I don't know about you, but my few years of living upon this face of the earth, I have realized that everyone has enemies. You might not be aware of this, but everybody has enemies. We have enemies, you know, lurking around the corner looking for an opportunity to pounce and destroy our lives. The kingdom of God has enemies. You know, when you're successful, when you're gifted, when you're anointed, you are going to experience or encounter enemies. The church has enemies. Your family has enemies. I have never seen someone who is successful. I have never seen someone who is making progress in life. I have never seen someone who is anointed or gifted without enemies. The moment you begin to go up, the moment you begin to flourish, the moment you begin to do well in business, in ministry, or in your career, I am telling you, you are going to attract enemies in your life. The moment a church is planted somewhere, it will encounter enemies. The moment you start your business in a place and it begins to flourish, you are going to come face to face with enemies. Every level of success, every level of progress, every level of increase, every level of prosperity will attract enemies. You have to face them. You have to encounter them every time you go up, every time you go forward, every time you're elevated, every time you're promoted. You must be ready to face enemies. And you need to understand that even in the Bible, we are seeing that people who are going up, people who are showing signs of success, people whose anointing, whose lives were full of the anointing of God, had to face enemies in their lives. For example, when you look at Joseph, when he started having dreams, dreams of leadership, dreams of being a ruler, dreams, you know, of being an influential man, occupying an influential seat, all of a sudden, his brothers, you know, turned against him. And the Bible says they hated him. His own brothers hated him because of the dream that he had. And this dream he had when he was a very young guy, and he was sharing with them this dream out of innocence, pure innocence, just the way you wake up in the morning and you begin to share with people what you dreamt. And they could see that the dream was pointing towards him becoming a leader. And because of that, they hated him. They didn't love him. They didn't even encourage him to keep on dreaming. They didn't support his dream. They turned against him, and they even planned to destroy him. When Peter, you know, James and John went to the temple and they met a guy who was crippled, who could not walk. He had not even walked from his mother's womb. He was crippled, and they prayed for him. Peter said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give unto you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." The moment the guy received strength, he stood up. He went into the temple and he started leaping and jumping and praising God. That made the enemies of Peter to arise. Peter found himself in prison. He was persecuted because of this level of anointing upon his life. His shadow was healing the sick, but at this particular moment, he performed a notable miracle. Everybody knew about this guy. Everybody knew the position of this guy, where he was positioned at the temple. They knew him because they had seen him in that temple for a very long time, begging for alms. And so this was not a miracle that you could dispute. This was not a miracle that you could challenge. And he was walking around, he was jumping, he was shouting, he was praising God. And this made the enemies of Peter to arise, and they persecuted him, took him to prison, and tried to silence him not to preach in the name of Jesus. Every time you rise, every time you go up in success, in victory, I'm telling you, you are going to attract enemies. If you don't want any enemies in your life, don't be successful. If you don't want any enemies in your life, don't be anointed. If you don't have any enemies in your life, don't go up. Be mediocre. You know, don't achieve anything. Don't build anything. Don't even build the wall of Jerusalem. When Nehemiah said he was going to build the wall, Sanballat arose, Tobias arose. When he was just the king's cupbearer, you know, all these guys never rose up against him. But the moment he said, I'm going to build the walls of Jerusalem, he received the backing of the king. He received the backing of God. God granted him the grace and the ability to be able to do that. Sanballat emerged from nowhere. Sometimes you don't know that you have enemies until you begin to rise. It's like your enemies are like a submarine watching you, watching every step that you take, watching every move that you make. And when you begin to rise, I mean, they just emerge from nowhere. They come out of the water, they come out of the sea, they come out of the bush, and they are ready to fight you. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 to 19, this is what the Bible says about David as well. Now, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. They all gathered their soldiers. They came together and they said, we are going after David. When David was not anointed, it was not a bother to them. But when he was anointed king over Israel, all of a sudden, all these, you know, Philistines gathered together, and they agreed that we need to work together and frustrate this guy called David. So the Philistines also went up and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtlessly deliver the Philistines into your hand. When David was anointed, he attracted enemies. I need to tell somebody here today, when you see enemies rising against you, just know that you are anointed. Maybe you have been doubting if you are anointed or not. Maybe you've been doubting if you are successful or not. Maybe you've been doubting if you're doing well in life or not. I want you to look around. If you see enemies, I want you to know that you are doing something good. If you see enemies rising against you, I want you to know that there is an anointing upon your life. When you see enemies talking against you, trying to malign your name and trying to bring you down, I want you to know that there are signs of success in your life. Somebody ought to be encouraged here to know that they intense the warfare, then they greater the anointing upon his or her life. They intense the warfare, the hatred from the enemy, the more God's hand is upon their lives to push them into another level of success or progress or influence in life. Hallelujah. So you need to know that every time you see enemies, it's a sign that you're moving forward. You're moving higher. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming more influential. Because let me tell you, people will not throw stones on a tree that doesn't have fruits. They have to see something. And when they see something, they will try and throw stones at you. They will try and throw mud at you to try and water down your success, to try and water down your anointing. But let me tell you, when the hand of God is upon your life, no amount of hatred, no amount of warfare from the enemy's camp is going to destroy you. You are going to emerge emerge a winner in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to emerge victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to defeat your enemies because of the hand of God upon your life. In Acts chapter 13, verse 4 to 11, the Bible says, now when they had gone through the island of Paphos, this is Paul and his companions, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. He even uses like the name of part of the name of Jesus, you know, but this was a false prophet, and he called himself Bar Jesus. I believe he chose that name just to confuse people. And who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elimaeus, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, or Bar Jesus, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Barnabas and Paul are trying to preach to this leader, but Bar Jesus came and he tried to water down the message of Paul and Barnabas. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "All full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness." He was the enemy of righteousness. He was the enemy of the kingdom of God. "Will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed," I want you to watch this. He says, "And now indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Paul declared the hand of God upon him to fight him. And all of a sudden, the guy became blind. That is what will happen to your enemies. When the hand of God shows up, hallelujah, in the battlefield, your enemies are going to be defeated. Please, I wanna tell somebody here who is facing a lot of, you know, attacks from your enemies. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't be discouraged. Today, the hand of God is going to be revealed in the battlefield. And God is going to grant you victory against your enemies. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is going to fight for you. The hand of God is going to fight your enemies. As the hand of God fought Bar Jesus, who was the enemy of all righteousness, who was the enemy of the ministry of Paul and Barnabas, who resisted the preachings, the teachings of Paul and Barnabas, who tried to poison the person that Paul and Barnabas were trying to win into the kingdom of God. As the hand of God fought him, as the hand of God made him blind, the hand of God is going to fight for you against your enemies in the name of Jesus. I know you're surrounded. I know you feel you're under siege. I know you're discouraged. I know you feel threatened. I know your enemies have surrounded you and they're trying to sabotage your career, trying to sabotage your project. They are trying to bring you down. They are trying to, you know, throw mud at you, you know, so that you may lose credibility. But this morning, I want you to know that the hand of God is for you. I want you to know that the hand of God is on your side. I want you to be encouraged this morning to know that that warfare that you're going through, that intense battle that you're going through from your enemies, they are fighting your children, they are fighting your business, they are fighting your ministry, they are fighting your church, they are fighting you as an individual, they are fighting your family, they are trying to make sure that you don't grow, you don't progress, you don't experience the blessings of God. This morning, the hand of God is showing up in your life to fight your enemies in the name of Jesus. This time round, you're not going to lose the battle because the hand of God will be with you. The hand of God will fight for you. The hand of God will stand by you and fight against your enemies in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how many Philistines have gathered against you, David, I want you to know that victory is yours. It doesn't matter how many enemies have risen against you, Paul and Barnabas. I want you to know that the hand of God is going to grant you victory in the name of Jesus. There is someone here who is in the middle of warfare. You are in the middle of a battle. It is intense. And sometimes you're wondering, am I going to come out of this? Am I going to experience victory in this situation. I came to encourage you this morning that the hand of God, the hand that was good, the hand of God that was good towards Nehemiah, that same hand is going to fight for you this morning in the name of Jesus. That hand of God that fought for Nehemiah and granted him victory against Sanballat and Tobias, that hand is going to fight for you this morning in the name of Jesus. I see you celebrating the victory of God. I see you celebrating with spoils in your hand. I see you laughing at your enemies because they are going to be ashamed. The hand of God will be the weapon that will fight for you in the name of Jesus. Father, even right now, every battle that your people are going through, every challenge that your children are going through right now, I pray, oh God, that may your hand show up in that battlefield. May your hand show up in that situation in their lives, and may they experience victory. May the enemy be ashamed. May the enemy be defeated. May the enemy be ashamed and disgraced by the hand of God upon their lives this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You shall stand. Your family shall stand. The church shall stand in the name of Jesus. The church will not go under. Your family will not go under. Your business will not go under. Your career will not go under. You will stand in the name of Jesus. The hand of God will steady your sheep. The hand of God will steady your family. The hand of God will steady your life. You will stand. You will be courageous. You will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the name of Jesus. You don't need to fight this time. Let the hand of God fight for you. Some of us, we've struggled with our own strength. We have struggled with our own power. But this morning, the Lord is telling you that my hand will fight for you. The Lord is telling you that my hand will stand by your side. The Lord is telling somebody here that my hand is going to make a way where there is no way. The Lord is telling someone here that my hand is going to prevail in your situation in the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling somebody here, do not be discouraged. Do not give in. Do not fret. Do not surrender to the whims of the enemy. Do not compromise, because my hand is going to be with you. My hand will guide you. My hand will direct you. My hand will hover over your life. My hand will shelter you. My hand will cover you. My hand will protect you. My hand will grant you victory against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Receive that prophetic word, somebody here, in Jesus' name. I prophesy, by the time you leave this prayer service, you will see victory. By the time you get to the office, you will see victory. By the time you open the doors of your business, you will see victory. By the time you go back to your marriage, you will see victory. By the time you go back, oh, to your house, you will see victory in the name of Jesus. There will be victory in your house. There will be victory in your marriage. There will be victory at the place of work. There will be victory in your business premise. There will be victory concerning a situation that you have been, you have been dealing with for many months, for many years. In the name of Jesus, receive victory this morning. Hallelujah. Experience victory this morning. It is your portion. It is your heritage. Receive it this morning in Jesus' name. My goodness, I feel the glory of God. I feel the power of God. I feel the hand of God showing up in my life, showing up in your life today. I feel the hand of God at work. The hand of God is moving. I send the hand of God to start moving in your situation right now. There is someone here who needs the hand of God to be at work in their life. I send the hand of God. I send the hand of God. I speak the hand of God to move in your situation right now, to move in your life right now and bring that battle to an end in the name of Jesus. I send the hand of God right now to move in your situation, to bring that battle that you are in to an end right now in the name of Jesus. Receive victory. Hallelujah. Receive victory right now. Receive victory right now. Receive breakthroughs right now. Receive victory right now in the name of Jesus. My goodness. Hallelujah. Let me give you the last one, and then we're going to pray. The hand of God strengthens our hands. The hand of God strengthens our hands. If your hand is weak, the hand of God is going to strengthen, you know, your hand. You see, our hands, we do a lot of things with our hands. We use our hands to earn a living. That's why the Bible says the Lord will bless the work of your hands. We use our hands to worship. We use our hands, you know, in prayer. Moses lifted up his hands to pray. And when his hands went up, what happened? Israel was able to prevail in battle. We use our hands to append signatures, to sign deals. Hallelujah. To append our signatures on documents. We use our hands to eat. We use our hands to love. My goodness. I can imagine loving without your hands is difficult, isn't it? We use our hands to love. We use our hands for touch, for feel. We use our hands to carry things around. You're able to carry something from one place to another using your hands. So your hand does so much. And sometimes our hands become weary. The way Moses' hands became weary when he was praying. He lifted up his hands to pray and his hands, you know, became weary, he became tired and his hands went down. So sometimes our hands, you know, they get tired and we can't work the way we want to work. We can't love the way we want to love. You know, we can't worship the way we want to worship. We can't pray. We cannot pray the way we want to pray. But let me tell you, the hand of God strengthens our hands. There is someone here, your hands are weak. You can't pray. Your hands are weak. You can't work. Your hands are weak. You cannot love. Your hands are weak. You're discouraged. You cannot lift your hands in worship. Your hands are weak. You know, you cannot do so much. But this morning, may the hand of God strengthen your hands. May the hand of God strengthen your hands that you may be able to work, that you may be able to do amazing things with your hands. In the name of Jesus, we use our hands to fight. We use our hands to, you know, grab a sword, to put a shield, you know, so that we can be able to put a shield around us so that we can be able to fight the enemy. But sometimes we are tired. But let me tell you, may the hand of God strengthen you. May the hand of God strengthen your hands this morning in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 49, verse 22 to 24. Joseph, the Bible says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the well, over the wall rather. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him, but his bow remained in strength. That was the life of Joseph. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the Almighty God of Jacob. Oh, hallelujah. He went through a lot. But his arms, whose arms? The arms of Joseph were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. This morning, may your arms, may your hands be made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Where you're feeling weak, where you're feeling like you can't work anymore, you cannot serve anymore. Yeah, people were giving up on serving, even serving God, because they feel like their hands are tired. I had somebody who say, I'm moving to another church because I don't want to work. I don't want to be under pressure because, you know, in this church, we are told to serve. We are told to serve. I am tired. I want to go somewhere where I will not serve. I will just go to church, attend a service and go home. Look, it is a misconception. It is a lie from the devil. When your hands are tired, you need the hand of God. You need the mighty hand of God of Jacob. You need the hand of God to come upon your hand so that it may lift you up. Because let me tell you, it is not by power. Many people who give up, many people who get tired, is because they depend upon their own power. They serve with carnality. They serve with their own physical strength. But when the hand of God is upon your hand, you will not be tired. When the hand of God is upon your hand, you will not be lethargic. When the hand of God is upon your hand, you will not give up on service. You will keep pushing. You will keep preaching. How many pastors are giving up? How many people are giving up on ministry? How many leaders are giving up on ministry? How many Christians are stepping down from serving God? It's because they are serving with carnality. They are using their hands with carnality. They are depending on their own physical strength. But this morning, I introduce supernatural strength to you. I introduce the hand of God to be upon your hand, and you will keep serving, you will keep preaching, you will keep leading, you will keep doing the work of God, because it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. May the hand of God rest upon your hand this morning to make you serve God tirelessly. May the hand of God rest upon your hand this morning to keep you going. May the hand of God rest upon your hand this morning that you may not give up. You may not give up on ministry. You may not give up on serving God. You may not give up on leading your family. You may not give up on prayer. You may not give up on worship. May the hand of God be upon your hand so that you may do what you need to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May the hand of God come upon your hand this morning. Someone here who was feeling like giving up, may the hand of God come upon your life. May the hand of God rest upon your hand. May the hand of God brood over your hand. May the hand of God, hallelujah, strengthen your hands this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive supernatural strength from the hand of God. Receive renewed strength from the hand of God. Receive supernatural power from the hand of God. I declare you shall not give up. You, I'm talking to you right now. You shall not give up on serving God. You, pastor, I'm talking to you right now. You shall not quit. You shall not give up on God in the name of Jesus. You, husband, I'm talking to you right now. You will not give up. You, wife, I'm talking to you right now. You will not give up in the name of Jesus. You, Christian, you, believer, you, I serve team member, I'm talking to you right now. You will not give up. You are thinking of stepping down. You will not step down after this meeting, because God is changing your mind. God is releasing supernatural strength in your hands so that you keep on serving, you keep on going, you keep on moving in the name of Jesus. You will not give up. The devil is a liar. Your hands are being strengthened in this prayer meeting. Your hands are being strengthened in this prayer session right now in the name of Jesus. There is a stirring that is coming in your heart. There is new strength that is coming in your life. There is new power that is resting upon you. You will not give up in the name of Jesus. You will not give up on that marriage. You will not give up on those children. You will not give up on that church. You will not give up on serving God. You, yes, you, I'm talking to you. May you receive new strength in your hands right now, that you may serve, that you may serve, that you may lead, that you may preach, that you may pray. Hey, you will not give up on prayer in the name of Jesus. May your hands be strengthened this morning to keep praying, to keep seeking God, to keep pushing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to pray. We have to pray right now. I want you to open your mouth right now. We are going to pray for the hand of God right now. Prayer number one. We are going to pray for the hand of God to unlock the miraculous in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Do you need a miracle? Do you desire a miracle? I want you to raise your voice right now and pray that the hand of God will unlock the miraculous in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands right now and begin to pray for the hand of God. The hand of God. Father, we pray for the miraculous. We cry out for the miraculous. Everybody, everywhere. I want you to raise your voice and begin to pray that the hand of God will unlock the miraculous in your life in the name of Jesus. Everybody in every home, in every place, regardless of how far or how near you are, raise your voice right now and pray that the hand of God will unlock the miraculous in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we pray for your hand, O God, to unlock the miraculous in our lives in the name of Jesus. As you fed 600,000 men, yes, miraculously. I know, O God, that nothing is difficult with you. What looks impossible, we know that you can resolve it. What looks impossible, we know that you can change it. What looks impossible, we know that you can turn it around. And so, Father, this morning, we pray for the miraculous to take place in our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning for the miraculous to take place in my life in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, for the miraculous protection over my life, miraculous healing over my life. I pray for the miraculous provision, oh yes, financial provision over my life in the name of Jesus. As your hand, oh God, fruits over my life, may the miraculous be activated in every area of my life. May I see miracles in finances. May I see miracles in my ministry. May I see miracles, oh God, in the work of my hands, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, lift your voice and pray. Pray for the miraculous, that the hand of God may unlock the miraculous in your life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Pray that the hand of God may activate the miraculous in your life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the hand of God to trigger the miraculous over your life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Makaya daba shadara madara baha, yebrakanda banda mandili de kitana mandara ma. Father, unleash miracles right now as your people are praying, as we are interceding, as we are crying out to you today. Unleash the miraculous over our lives today in the name of Jesus. Turn situations around, oh God. Heal the sick, oh yes, in the name of Jesus. Heal incurable diseases in the name of Jesus. Heal incurable diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you stretch your hand and activate the miraculous in our lives this morning as we seek you, as we pray, oh God. Let miracles take place. Let miracles take place. Let signs and wonders take place in the name of Jesus. Father, there are families here that need a miracle. There are individuals here that are in need of a miracle. There are leaders here who desire a miracle. There are pastors here who want a miracle to take place in their lives. Father, I pray that may you remember them. I pray that may you remember them as your hand comes upon them. I pray that may you remember them and may you release the miraculous over their lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the miraculous. I pray for the miraculous. I pray for signs and wonders. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray for financial miracles. I pray for cancellation of debts in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for financial supply. I pray for financial flow, the miraculous financial flow in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, for a miraculous breakthrough over their lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, for a miraculous promotion over their lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, come on, somebody, are you praying? Raise your voice and pray that the hand of God may activate the miraculous over your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray for the hand of God to unlock the miraculous in your home, in your house, in your marriage, in your family, in your business, right now, in the name of Jesus. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Miracles, miracles, miracles. We pray for miracles. As your hand is moving, unleash miracles. As your hand is moving, oh God, activate miracles. As your hand is moving, oh God, oh, trigger miracles in our lives this morning, in the name of Jesus. As your hand is moving upon our lives this morning, let miracles begin to take place in our homes right now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I need to hear you in the spirit praying. I need to hear you in the spirit praying. Don't be quiet. Don't be a spectator. Lift your voice and pray that the hand of God may unlock the miraculous in your life right now, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you want God to do for you, right now there is grace for the miraculous. There is an anointing for the miraculous in this place right now. Hallelujah. Speak it and declare it. Oh, confess it. Proclaim it right now that it may begin to take place in your life in the name of Jesus. Don't be quiet. Speak it right now. Declare it right now. Prophesy right now in the name of Jesus. The miraculous the miraculous, the miraculous in your house, the miraculous in your life, the miraculous in your family. Speak it right now in the name of Jesus. The miraculous in your situation. Speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the miraculous as the hand of God comes upon me. I speak the miraculous upon my life this morning. The miraculous upon my home this morning. The miraculous upon my marriage this morning. The miraculous upon City of Transformation Church, churches all over, in the name of Jesus. The miraculous in the City of Transformation Ministries, in the name of Jesus. The miraculous, hallelujah, everywhere we turn, everywhere we go. The miraculous in the name of Jesus. Father, activate the miraculous as your hand rests upon me this morning, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Adabakada mashanda la badara, Ibrakada banda mandili bikita, Ibranda mashanda la bakala la mandia, Ibrakata la mandiri ribikinda, supernatural healing, supernatural healing. Miraculously being healed, miraculously being promoted, miraculously being lifted, miraculously experiencing victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The second prayer that I want you to pray, that the hand of God may fight your enemies. Do you have enemies this morning? Do you have people who are against you this morning? Do you have people who are planning to bring you down this morning? I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise your voice and begin to pray that the hand of God may fight off your enemies in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that may your hand fight off every enemy against my life, against our lives, in the name of Jesus. The Philistines that have gathered against us, I pray today, may your hand fight them. The people who are conniving to bring me down, the people who are conniving to bring your children down, to destroy their homes, to destroy their marriage, to destroy their families, I pray today, Lord, may your hand fight them. May your hand frustrate their plans, in the name of Jesus. People who are planning to destroy and to sabotage what we have sacrificed to build over years, I pray today, may your hand frustrate them, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody pray for the hand of God to fight off, yes, the enemy that is trying to hang on you and to frustrate you, in the name of Jesus. Every Philistine, every Sanballat, every Tobias, I pray that may your hand fight them. I pray that may your hand fight them. I pray that may your hand overcome them. I pray that may your hand, oh God, frustrate their efforts against our lives, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning, no matter how intense the battle is, may the hand of God grant you victory. May the hand of God grant you victory, in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God give you, oh, victory this morning as you pray, in the name of Jesus. Your boat will not sink. Your family will not be destroyed. Your business will not be destroyed. Your ministry will not be destroyed. Your church will not be destroyed, in the name of Jesus. No matter what he plans, no matter what the enemy is planning against your life, it will not succeed. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn it. Condemn it right now. Let the hand of God back your words. Let the hand of God fight for you. Let the hand of God be on your side. Let the hand of God stand by you as you fight off the enemy, as you speak against, oh yes, the plan of the enemy against your life, in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will not be destroyed. Your family will not be destroyed. Your progress will not be destroyed, in the name of Jesus. Your promotion will not be postponed, in the name of Jesus. Your progress will not be scattered, in the name of Jesus. You will do well. You will do well. And your enemy will be ashamed. Your enemy will be disgraced. Your enemy will be defeated in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. I need to hear you pray. I need you to push in prayer. Frustrate the efforts of the enemy. Invoke the hands of God. Invoke the hand of God against every Sanballat. Oh yes, invoke the hand of God against every Tobias. Invoke the hand of God against any Philistine that has risen against you in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, invoke the hand of God against every force of darkness that is after your progress, that is after your increase, that is after your growth. Invoke the hand of God to fight off every challenger who is after your progress, who is after your increase, who is after your promotion in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, any person who hates you and is planning to bring you down, may the hand of God fight him in the name of Jesus. Every person that is jealous of you and is trying to sabotage your progress, may the hand of God fight them in the name of Jesus. Every person that is angry with you because of how you're doing well and they want to frustrate you, may the hand of God fight them this morning in the name of Jesus. Any person that is envious of you because of your promotion, because of the favor of God upon your life, may the hand of God fight them this morning in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. May the hand of God fight. May the hand of God fight on your behalf. May the hand of God, excuse me, may the hand of God grant you victory in the name of Jesus. May you emerge as a winner. May you emerge as a winner. In the name of Jesus, may you overcome. May you overcome. May you overcome. May you overcome. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you overcome in the name of Jesus. May you overcome in the name of Jesus. Declare it and speak it forth. The last prayer point that I want you to pray. I want you to pray that God may strengthen your hands. God may strengthen your hands. May God strengthen your hands. Hallelujah. May the arms that are becoming weak be strengthened in the name of Jesus. May your hands be made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob in the name of Jesus. As he strengthened Joseph, may he strengthen your hands this morning. Oh my goodness. Father, strengthen our hands. Strengthen our hands, Lord. Strengthen our hands, Lord. Strengthen our hands, Jesus. As you strengthen the hands of Joseph, strengthen our hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Some of us, our hands are weak. Some of us, our hands are fallen. Some of us, our hands cannot even be lifted in worship. Our hands cannot work. Our hands cannot love. Our hands cannot pray. I pray this morning, may you strengthen our hands. Strengthen every hand, Lord. Strengthen every hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you can, lift up your hands to God and ask him to strengthen your hands. From wherever you are, lift up your hands to God. You can lift one hand and tell God to strengthen your hand. Tell him to strengthen your hand. This morning, in the name of Jesus, strengthen our hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are on the verge of giving up. We are on the verge of quitting, Lord. But we pray that may you strengthen our hands this morning in the name of Jesus, that we may not quit. We may not give up. We may not let go. In the name of Jesus, every hand that is weak, lift it up and be strengthened right now in the name of Jesus. Every person that was about to give up, lift up your hand and receive strength in the name of Jesus. You are almost giving up on ministry. You are almost giving up on that marriage. You are almost giving up on your children. You are almost giving up on your studies. Lift up your hand and receive new strength. May God strengthen your hand right now in the name of Jesus. You are giving up on serving. May God strengthen your hand right now in the name of Jesus. I send power through the hand of God to your hands right now. I send grace, oh yes, through the hand of God to you right now in the name of Jesus. I send new strength. I send new strength. I send new strength. I speak new strength into your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody is feeling like Moses. You don't feel like praying anymore. You don't feel feel like seeking God anymore, but I speak strength in your hands. May God lift your hands again in the place of prayer. May God strengthen you again in the place of prayer. May God strengthen your hands again. May your hands go up. May your hands be put on a plow. May your hands receive new strength to work for God, to pray, to seek Him. In the name of Jesus, your hands will be strengthened. Your hands will receive new strength as you pray right now. In the name of Jesus, no giving up, no giving up, no giving up, no running away, no giving up, no stepping down. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, receive strength in your hands. Receive strength in your hands. Receive strength in your hands. I feel God. Receive new strength in your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Are your hands lifted up, somebody? Lift up your hand as an act of faith and receive new strength right now. No giving up, no letting up. In the name of Jesus, new strength for the ministry. I know you've gone through intense warfare. I know you've gone through threatening things. I know you have received a bad report. But this morning, God is strengthening your hands for the work. God is strengthening your hands for ministry. God is strengthening your hands. You will not give up. Pastor, you will not give up. Leader, you will not give up. In the name of Jesus, receive new strength for the work ahead of you. Receive new strength for levels that are ahead of you. Receive new strength for new dimensions that are ahead of you. Receive new strength, oh yes, to take your family to the next level. Receive new strength for your prayer life to change. You are going to the next level. Receive new strength, oh my goodness, for levels that God has for you. Oh my goodness, in the name of Jesus, we will not give in, we will not give up, we will not succumb to discouragement. We will not let up, because God is releasing new strength through His hand to our hand this morning in Jesus' name. And I want you to open your mouth and just give God thanks. Tell God thank you. Glorify His name, because your hand is being strengthened. Oh yes. Oh yes, the mighty hand of God of Jacob is gonna strengthen your hand today. Oh Lord, we give you glory. Thank you for fighting our enemies. Thank you for releasing new strength upon our lives today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for unlocking the miraculous in our lives this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We lift you up, because you're a great God. There is no one like you. You are worthy. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are wonderful. Lord, thank you for your hand that is at work in our lives. Thank you for your hand that has fought off the enemy of our lives. Thank you for your hand that has unlocked the miraculous in our lives. Thank you for your hand that has strengthened our hands. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. For it is in Jesus' name we pray, and we all shout a big amen and amen. Can you use your hands that have been strengthened to give God thanksgiving, to give God honor? You can give Him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Give Him thanks this morning. Give Him thanks this morning. Give Him thanks this morning. Magnify His name this morning. Bless His name this morning. Glorify His name this morning. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be magnified. There is no one like you, Jehovah God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I feel encouraged. I hope you feel encouraged as well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Caro, be encouraged. Hallelujah. May God strengthen your hands, Pastor Caro. May God strengthen your hands for the work. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get ready for new levels, Pastor Caro. Get ready for new dimensions. In the name of Jesus. May God strengthen your hands. Oh, you haven't seen what God is about to do through your life and through your ministry. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
thank you for tuning in to Dr. Dodds-White's podcast today. We hope you found inspiration and insight that resonates deeply within you. Remember, transformation is not just a destination, but a continuous journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with those you care about. Together, let's spread the light of transformation far and wide. Until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and keep transforming your world.